John Farnger is kindly with us once again, the Deputy Director General at the Ministry of Health. Hey, John, good to talk with you again, brother. Tēnā koe.
Morena, Dale. Morena koutou e ari ari ai o koutou taringa.
Kia ora. I spoke with Winston earlier today, John, and sort of I put it to him that on the street, you know, people are feeling like we're being squeezed left, right and centre. And I know that your position doesn't allow you to delve too heavily into the political realm, but everything's about politics too, mate. And, you know, with the ACT leader, the Minister for Regulation, he said he wants back office jobs in the public service slashed. No extra money for guys who can talk Orel. I just wonder if you were a bit nervous.
Oh, look, one of the things at the moment is, and I've had a couple of sessions with my own staff, people are a bit unsettled about, I suppose, some of the things that are being reported at the moment. And one of the things I've said to them is, you know, you've got to be very clear about what decisions have been made and what haven't been made. The government certainly signalled that it wants to look at the public sector and the public service and numbers in the public service. But there's a lot of decisions still to be made yet. And in the interim, there's still quite, you know, not surprisingly, quite a bit of work we've got to work on. So really, I've, in my case, been trying to just make sure that my staff kind of understand what's been decided and what hasn't been decided. In the case of the ministry, we had been on a journey for some time to look at making sure we were the right size, including reducing our size. So some of that isn't unsurprising to us. But I think it is unsettling time for staff. And I suppose as a manager and leader of people, it's really important that spend time, as I said, with my staff, being clear with them about what decisions have been made and what decisions haven't been made.
Some of them might be looking at the classifieds.
Well, some of that does happen in change like this, and that's exactly why, you know, we need people. There's, as I said, Dale, there's still a lot of work we've got to be doing for the new government, and it's really important that the work we're, some of the work that they particularly want us to continue to do keeps happening. And so, you know, as a lead manager and leader of people, it's really important to spend a bit of time just making sure people are clear of what has been decided and what hasn't. So that they don't get alarmed. You know, we need good people in the public service, and, you know, we certainly don't want to lose them all.
Tēnā koe, there does appear to be a lot of uncertainty, though, doesn't there, John, about the future, for instance, of Te Aka Whai Ora and the role of Te Whatu Ora, or, in fact, whether they'll carry Māori names going forward too is another issue. But how is the Ministry of Health working with the incoming Minister Shane Reti and with those organisations, John?
Oh, both closely, it won't surprise you. Dale, certainly as soon as Minister Reti was signed in, my boss, the Director General, and other managers in the ministry have been meeting with him to be very clear on what his expectations and the government's expectations are. And he's also been very clear that he wants us to work very closely with Te Aka Whai Ora and Te Whatu Ora on the changes at the moment and the change process. And he's wanting advice from all of us around how to best manage the change. It's not for me to say, Dale, but certainly the Minister and the government have their own priorities in health that they want to move on, and the immediate priority is obviously the 100-day plan. But Minister Reti is quite clear he wants a full range of advice from all of us around how best to initiate change, and he's receptive for getting advice about how to do that in a way that's, amongst other things, going to make sure that we keep people in place who are doing vital work while we prepare for change.
Tēnā koe. The Pai 2 Hauora Māori strategy, is that going to continue?
Yes, so the current policy, the Pai 2 strategy and whakamaua, they remain the current policy. But obviously over time, the Minister Reti and the government, because there are things they want advice on, I'm sure will want us to re-look at those policies. But for now, they remain in place. And like the legislation that's currently in place, we're required to deliver on them.
Tēnā koe, John. COVID. I was just touching on it too, because you know, many of our listeners will have been impacted by it recently. It just seems to, well, they're calling it a wave. It's certainly been through our office. Most of us are back at work, of course, but it was destabilising just by virtue of the fact that, you know, at one stage maybe half of our staff were off as well. I'm not sure that reporting is as accurate as it has been in the past. I know that when I had it, I didn't ring the health ministry to let them know, and perhaps should have. Well, should I have?
I think, yes, it is important to still report it, but it's a challenging time at the moment, Dale, because, you know, COVID's obviously much more widespread now. And one of those kind of impacts is people are possibly a bit less vigilant. It's still important to report it, but I think on the other side, it's also important to continue some of the practices and maintain some of the practices we've been doing for some time. Look, to be honest, if you're sick, you shouldn't be going into work. You know, you should be staying at home and getting better. Those simple hygiene things, washing your hands, you know, taking a RATS test if you've got symptoms, those still remain some of the best ways we can stop if we are sick. And it's not just COVID, but if we are sick, how we can stop the spread of things.
You know, COVID's certainly still prevalent. I wonder, as we review it, we tend to be looking back a couple of years, but the cost analysis of the impact of COVID should include right up to today, shouldn't it? Because, you know, time off work comes at a price.
Yes. Oh, well, look, I think there's a whole lot of ways you can look at the impact of COVID. And I think you can certainly argue, Dale, that it's continuing to have an impact. Other things have an impact on us too. I think the main thing is, as I said, there are some things we can do to keep ourselves safe and well, and those around us safe and well, both our family and those we work with. So some of those simple practices will help. And not assuming that we don't need to be vigilant. We do.
And we will remain so. What else is happening with Tangata Whenua at the Ministry of Health? John?
Oh, I think we're like everybody else. We're getting ready for the end of the year, but it's been a busy time for us and particularly the public service. Now that the new government's been sworn in and there's, as the Prime Minister's outlined, they've got 100-day programs and clear priorities. So for us, there'll be a bit of work to be done right up until just before Christmas and in the new year. But, you know, aside from that, I really want to put a big shout-out in terms of health, Dale, to those people who are on the front line in health, our providers, our people who serve people out there. It's been another tough year. It's been another long year. And really hope that they, along with the rest of us, get a bit of a chance for a break with Christmas coming up.
All the best to you. If I don't talk to you before Christmas, I hope you have a job in 2024. But then again, John, I hope I do as well, mate.
Kia ora, Dale. Thank you. I'll assume I've just been put on notice, so I better make sure I'm useful. Oh, look, and best wishes to you, Radio Wāti, and of course all our listeners. Kia ora hia tonu tia mā tauwhiro tango nā hua nui kurungi a koutou katoa.
Tēnā koe. Good talking with you. Thanks so much. Thanks.